Unit 1. The fish that can switch. With their bright orange and white pattern, clownfish are one of the most easily recognizable fish in the ocean, and a common sight among coral reefs. However, different to most fish, which are both either male or female, clownfish are all born male. That doesn't mean, though, that there are no female clownfish. Otherwise, how would they reproduce? So where do the females come from? When it comes time to mate, the largest, most aggressive male clownfish in a group changes its sex and becomes female. It then chooses the second largest male in the community to breed with. When it dies, its former male partner now gets first choice of food, becomes larger, changes sex, and takes over the female role. And so the cycle continues. Why does this happen? Scientists aren't 100% sure, but it probably has something to do with the fish's living arrangements. Clownfish make their homes in sea anemones, which are deadly to other fish, but not to clownfish. It is very dangerous for clownfish, which are only around 10 centimeters long, to leave the safety of the anemone. So they tend to stay put and mate with whoever lives in the same house. For fish, the bigger the female, the more eggs she can lay. And a fish that doubles its size can lay up to 10 times more eggs. So, by starting off as male and then turning into a female only when it becomes sufficiently large, a clownfish is able to produce the maximum number of eggs possible. This is very important when living in such a small community with a limited number of breeding partners. So while this method of breeding seems strange, for the clownfish, it is actually the most efficient way of reproducing, and a wonderful solution to one of nature's challenges.